If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
So as I was saying, last week I visited a school, met up with the teachers, took a tour of the school. And obviously when you're walking through a school, you get to understand what the culture is about. You meet some of the students and, you know, they'll greet you. Good morning, sir. I was like, I'm a sir. I remember being in these corridors and I was just a student myself. Anyway, when you're young, there are some teachers that make an impact in your life. So, for example, my sister's still in touch with her teacher. Her name was Debbie Swanson. And they still keep in touch on Facebook. And Debbie Swanson, funny enough, still teaches at the primary school where she taught when we were there. And then obviously I met these new teachers at this school that I went to. And it got me thinking, man, teachers, when they do their job correctly, really, really do shape our country in the future. But I've also seen videos that have disturbed me, man. I've seen kids now attacking teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I don't know if it's because of lack of discipline or the fact that kids, obviously, you can't hit them anymore. Back in the day, you'd never even raise your voice at a teacher because the cane was right there. So what is it that needs to be done to protect teachers in the workplace? Because, again, should things go well, then your kids get to learn and they learn necessary survival skills and life skills at school. But when things go badly, from what I've seen, there's very little recourse and very little protection for the teachers who are actually in their own work environment. Like if you work in a mine, for example, right? There are health and safety regulations to ensure that you do not get hurt. In a school, I'm not convinced that teachers have the adequate protection. Or maybe I'm overreacting from the few outlier videos that I have seen. But I've seen literally kids square up now with teachers. And obviously, like on the rare occasion, it gets even worse than that. Like teachers maybe get stabbed or even shot because of delinquent kids.
It's so sad that, the conversation needs to get to a point where teachers need to be protected. Already, teachers are underpaid. And if any resources need to go towards, you know, protecting teachers, like now having security measures there or any resources, those could be going into the teachers' pockets. But I really feel like it's a parenting thing, man. I think a lot of parents just decide we're going to pay school fees and let the school do the rest. You can't teach. You know, you can't, like, make schools a place where you teach kids how to respect an adult. When we were in school, we never used to. No one would fight or even raise a voice at a teacher. So I really feel like let's not, you know, rush to get schools to protect teachers. Let parents, you know, parent kids and teach kids. It's inconipo, respect, man.
So here's one thing, though. And I've seen these hypothetical scenarios as well where somebody's like, yo, if somebody dare shouts at my kid, or if somebody dare lift a finger and touch my kid, then they're going to see me. Because parents also foster that kind of behavior. Like, don't touch my kid, only I'm in charge of disciplining them. What do you think of that, Bundo?
You know what, I'm two ways about it, because sometimes the reason you do that is because you know that somebody else could probably go overboard if they were to hit your child or discipline them in another way. So you think you would know. Of course, corporal punishment is banned, but nevertheless, most parents would rather be the ones to discipline their own children. So I would say I'm two ways about it. To a certain extent, I do understand where some of those parents are coming from. But to Saul's point of parents needing to parent, I fully agree with you. But the problem now with this kind of economy, most parents are honestly just working so much. They're trying to survive. So you find yourselves throwing the children at the teachers and hoping that the ethos of the school will also help mold this child. Unfortunately, hey, you know, parents probably the most time they have with their children is on weekends. Because they're working so much. If you're a nurse, you're a nurse in the public system, and then later on you're a nurse in the private system. It's quite a lot. And then you've also got the issue of social media, which is also to a certain extent raising our children.
So I also do think sometimes you're spoiled, because at 9 o'clock your work is done. So you've got all the time in the world to do what needs to be done with your kid, spend time, drive her to school and back if you need to. There are people that don't have that luxury. They're already at work right now, or they're on their way to work. And they're only going to get back maybe at about 5. Then they're going to eat, and then that's going to be it. So they don't have that much time to spend with the kids. As Bundo says, it'll be weekends. What I've noticed also these days, when I was a younger man, we used to spend a lot of time at home. Now, kids are always everywhere. It's play date this. It's sports this. It's sports that. Every day, you're taking your kids somewhere.
Yeah. And you can't be the soccer mom. You know, these things are actually luxuries, to be that mom that at 2 o'clock you're fetching your kids and then you're taking your friend's kids as well. And it's a bit of, you have ice cream here and then you continue. You can impart a few life lessons on that ice cream date. We are working.
How did our moms do it? Because I was raised by a single mom. Bear in mind exactly what you mean. I had to take a taxi to go, you know, play soccer as an extramural activity. She didn't drive me around. We didn't spend a lot of time. But when she was there, she was a very present parent. So even with those few hours you have with your kids, a lot of parents will say, ah, here's your laptop, here's a computer, your phone, and they'll do their own little things. I really feel like there's an opportunity for parents to step up when kids are fighting teachers at school.
So my player says, I disagree with Bundo. My mom left for work at 5 a.m. And was back at 7:30 p.m. And I knew that if I disrespected a teacher, she would find time to end my life.
Yep. Well,
so the thing about community as well, I remember I was speaking to a friend of mine, NJ, last week. You see, growing up, Mina, there was never a time where there was nobody at home. There was always auntie, and there was always gogo. So this thing, we never had that opportunity.
Yeah,
there was always somebody who was a disciplinarian, and also okay, they had full court blanche to hit. If make better, jipande belengena from anybody, a coctini. Again, different time. I'm not advocating for that right now, but I don't know. Obviously, different times call for different procedures and different protocol, and maybe kids ought to be raised differently these days. But how do you keep the discipline instilled? Let us know.
You cannot just send your kids and say the teacher will discipline the kids. No, it starts with you. And most when our phone dana kuguti atheti swe mendi homeschooling. Honestly, it's unfair. My parents, we need to help the teachers for our kids. We need to work hand in hand with the teachers. But I told my school, my kids' teacher, even if he sneezes or if he does something, you tell me so that I can help you guys. Because it's really unfair what we're doing to teachers, honestly.
Yeah, it's an unnecessary burden.
I absolutely agree with Saul that, yes, it should start from home. And partially, I also blame this whole scenario that's going around with this whole new thing of gentle parenting. Yes, we should have gentle parenting, but I feel like now with this whole gentle parenting, parents are not disciplining their kids. Parents are not teaching the core values and the simple values of respecting your elders, saying yes and thank you, knowing when to speak, knowing when to voice out, you know, in a respectful manner. I went to a high school, same as Mpoma Boy. I don't know who was the principal back then, but our principal back then, Dr. Horn, she used to teach us respect. You would never disrespect a teacher under her law. That is how we were taught, that you need to respect your elders. If you need to say something or have an opinion, you say it in a respectful manner. You would never stand up to a teacher and not have consequences.
And in fact, just discipline as a whole, you know that at our school, Saul, you weren't allowed to walk on the grass. Obviously, there was like grass in the field. That's fine. But if you're walking on the corridor, you walk on the pathways or on the corridor. This thing of just crossing during the courtyard, no ways, bro.
Jesus.
No ways.
That's too much, man.
No. Discipline.
I hear you about the teachers needing to be protected. I was a teacher for a very long time. What I'd like to say is the parents need to parent, first and foremost. Discipline is taught at home, it's not taught at school. At school, you are only showing what has already been instilled as a foundation at home. So it's these parents who want the teachers to parent and teach at the same time. So we can't be teaching you everything that you need to learn within those 8 hours, because what about the 16 hours? What are you doing with your children in the 16 hours? If you're failing to do what you need to do, we will see it in the classroom. So it's not even about the teachers. It's about the parents needing to parent and not letting the social media and the tablets and the iPad, whatever. It's about letting your parents do what they need to do to be like an authoritative figure. You can't let society raise your children for you. While there's a village, you need to put in the foundation.
Fine, I agree with you. And also, if you know that your child is ill-disciplined, don't come to me here and take your child's side, because you know what you sent to us. So I'm Gigi Martina, because now, you obviously, you failed to do it at home. So don't come here and take sides.
Hey, Saul, letting parents parent is something we wish for, but it, unfortunately, it's not the reality, you know. Parents are using social media to teach themselves how to parent. Kids are looking at social media and getting their behavior from there, you know. There's also the issue of fatherless society, dads not being around, you know, whether it's because of work, whether it's because they just don't want to be there, you know. There's just a whole lot of reasons, bruh. So unfortunately, it's bad for teachers. It's bad for teachers.
Season team, the children's behavior, I blame it on parents, champ, because they spoil their kids from a young age and then they want to turn things around when they are older. Alice's cat, they are already a menace to society. Mina, my kids, they know I love them very much, but they know if they do anything, they'll tell you, yo, don't do that. My mom, Mobanji, I do not play.
People can't even discipline their kids in public. In public, they're running around. Nah. And this is with the parents there. Imagine now when the parents are not around.
It takes a village to raise a child. So I would share bet they would help our parents to raise us, because of if my parent is not there, who's supposed to teach me? Which is the teacher, and the teacher is supposed to put some discipline game me. So this thing of canceling corporal punishment is kabadi, because it has killed our generation. Because I cannot be a parent, nibe a teacher, nibe young toddler, and with the umaplay magasho, ukuluswa a single parent. I also, my mom had to become a father and a mother at the same time, but she could not become a teacher. That's why I needed a teacher. Uncle Lee said, help me to grow and become the man that I am. They played role in our lives. You understand? It takes a village to raise a child. You cannot raise a child alone. Nope. It takes a village.
Okay. Now, the question is, do you agree with that? Or are you also the sort of parents who'd be up in arms if you found out somebody laid a finger on your kid?
Being called at a school saying, your child is misbehaving, your child is out of line. I go to the school, I patabul you. I'm not going to be called a school, but see, inganiako, ailaleli, ini, izolalela, iyo, Jehovah, gia shaya. I'm modern, but I use the very, very old ways that were used on us, and they worked. And nonsense, it has ruined a lot of societies. Because this generation iningi futhi compared to us. And if we continue with this new thing, yokuthi abantwana, hey, it's new generations, they should be raised differently. Look at them now. They're beating up teachers at school. They are the major community kuma drugs, major community ephumendleleni, and we are struggling because we withheld kuma rules they were sevens back then.
Believe it or not, there is such a thing as being too liberal. And if you're too liberal in society, you're just asking for trouble.
I fully agree with Saul. Discipline should begin at home. It is irresponsibility as the parent to discipline your child. If uhluleka ukudisciplining anyakho umzali, we expect ukuthi omunye umuntu ongaphandla enze njani. Fundisani nganzeni ukuthi inhlonipho yini. If a child is taught respect from home and how to speak to his or her adults at home, it becomes easier for the child to follow those rules and regulations. Magafiga nasesikolweni. Manje thina, I think the biggest problem that we have now is that the moment a teacher starts writing a letter or starts communicating ukuthi umntwana uyahlupa, the moment that comes to you as a parent, instead of going there to support, ufika sozo attacka ngoba phela wena ngithi umntwana akho ingelosi. Our kids need to understand ukuthi uyingane endlini, uyingane estrateni, uyingane nasesikolweni. If we were to put that in order, I think things would be easy. Tina, we were disciplined from home. ubuwazi kahle nje ukuthi the moment the word gets out ukuthi ngangihlupha ngenza 1 2 3 ngiyoshaywa ngizwe ngishaye nasendle.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.